everyone. Welcome to Ears For You. This podcast is all about the good, the bad, and the ugly concerning the most magical place on earth. We are concierge travel planners with years of experience specializing in all Disney destinations. I'm Joy, and tonight we have Roxanne.
Hey, guys.
Jules.
Hello.
And Jim.
Hello, everybody.
On tonight's episode, we talk more details on the Star Wars Galactic Cruiser, including pricing and itinerary. Then we talk about the Boo Bash and Mirrors Connect pricing. We also play a game of love it, like it, hate it, never seen it, Disney movies. But first, tonight's rope drop question. And Jim will take it away this week.
Good evening, everybody. So tonight's rope drop question, this came up in a client conversation this week. So I thought I would bring it to you guys. Without princesses, royal table, yes or no?
No.
Joy. Sorry, Jules. Joy.
I'm going to go with no. And I actually had a royal table reservation on the trip that never was. And I have been back since, and the royal table was open. But I do not believe it is worth the price without the full experience. But that's just my personal opinion. It doesn't mean that would be the right answer for you.
Jules?
Well, prematurely I said no, but I would if my favorite non-character character was there and I could sit by the window, thus sitting by my favorite non-character character, the crane. If the crane was outside of the castle, I would 100% book royal table just so I could get a selfie with the crane from inside the window. 100%. It'd be so worth it for me. Bucket list item.
Really? Okay. Why?
Yes.
Wow. Why the crane?
Because the crane is iconic.
Okay. All right.
The crane is iconic. It's cult.
All right. Cool. Okay. I like that. A different answer, Roxanne.
That was very different. I'm going to say even with the princesses, that's going to be a no for me. It's a one and done. We had the deluxe dining plan several years ago, and you can actually still do that. And that was the only time we went with the princesses. And funnily enough, we didn't even take our kid with us. She didn't care anything about the princesses. That was an adult-only trip, and we went just because we could. It was my birthday. Why not?
So, sure.
But, and now it's a one and done.
Jimmy.
Okay. I'm going to say with it, yes, if that's what you're into. Without it, absolutely not.
Yeah. No. I mean, here's the thing. Roxanne doesn't have little munchkins that are into princesses. My munchkin is into princesses. And I have no doubt that she would think it was cool that you're walking inside of the castle to go eat. And then it looks very regal inside. However, if it was never a character dining, if it was just what it is right now and you didn't know any better, maybe,
maybe, but if it was half the cost,
maybe, but
I think that's my issue with it.
I think so too.
You know how I feel about overpriced dining experiences, right? Yeah. We all know how that goes.
Yes, we do.
So
diner on the monorail, anyone?
The food's no better just because there's no princesses there, right?
Right.
And you're not paying for the food.
No,
you're paying for the princess. Experience. You're paying for the experience. Yeah. Without that experience, that is not worth it.
Yeah.
So I go no.
I totally agree.
Yep. I go no. Okay. All right. There you go. Well, that was quick, easy.
What did your client end up doing? Book a reservation there.
No, I talked him out of it. I'm like, you
were talked out of it. They are now.
Yeah, no, I was like, I told him the same thing. I'm like, you know, the food is you're not gonna be sitting there going, oh my God, this is the best meal I've ever had. I'm so glad I spent $70. And
for one person. 70 for one person.
Yeah, right. Yes. Yeah. This isn't $70 for the whole family. This is $70 for the first adult. You know, if you have if you have children that are into it, it's amazing, right?
Yeah.
I also think that, Akershus is a better value for your money, and it's a much better party with the princesses than the regal stuffiness of the castle. But it is the castle after all.
Yeah, so, I get that. However,
and that's the draw. That's the draw.
Food, really, I have only had breakfast at Akershus, and my son, who is not a princess lover, will say, I will eat there because the breakfast is really, really good.
Yeah, so no, I mean, food's better. It's one credit, you know, it's a one credit price versus a, you know, the whole thing. So,
well, and it's a prepay. So,
yeah, and you got to prepay for it unless you're on the dining plan.
Right,
so,
which right now, no one's on the dining plan. As we, as I feel like every rope drop for the last few weeks has just come down to the dining plan. Again, there's still no dining plan. Week 67. Still no dining plan. No dining. I feel like we just keep making tally marks. Week 67, no dining plan. Week
67. I have to say, we went to Magic Kingdom on Monday this week.
Primary River.
And we didn't really have one. I'm sorry.
For you.
Sorry. We didn't have any plans.
Oh, it was so hot.
We were, actually, it was very, very hot, actually. We didn't have any plans. We were going to go to Columbia Harbor House. Uh-oh. And I'm like, you know what? Let's just see what's available. And we found Crystal Palace, which right now they're doing a menu. So you order off a menu and they bring you the food. It's not
It's not family style.
Okay.
Wow.
So they bring you, it's an actual menu.
That's
so
cool.
They bring you these corn muffins, and there was like a couple that were plain corn muffin, a couple that were like bacon jalapeno. And then they had a pepper jelly and a honey butter for those. And then we shared a salad, and then we each had our meal, and then we had a shared plate of desserts. So, and it was 40 per person. Yeah, I know. I kept sending
post those this week. She'll post the pictures this week.
Yeah, they all look good. Lovely. What was your meal? What did you guys have for meals?
I had the prime rib.
Oh, yes. Which is usually really what they would be slicing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Kyle had a bone-in pork chop. And the first one he had was like 3 inches thick.
Nice.
But it was super, super dry. So he asked for a different one. They brought him a thinner one. And it was really good. It had like an apple sauce kind of.
Nice.
Not apple sauce, but like an apple reduction on top.
Ooh.
It's delicious. So Crystal Palace can definitely recommend right now.
That's awesome. Because I haven't been there in like 15 years.
I haven't been there in seven.
And we ate there. All that great. No, we ate there because it poured. We were at Magic Kingdom in January and it poured and it was cold rain. It was like 5:30 or 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
And they were postponing fireworks. I'm like, all right, let's grab something to eat. What's open? Oh, we're right here, Crystal Palace. And it was January, so there was empty. We walked right in. They're like, sure, have a seat. Boom, bam, buffet, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was fine for that situation, but it was nothing else.
That's good to know because I don't think there are a ton of great sit downs as we've discussed in
Magic Kingdom is a dearth.
And that's why we were going to go to Skipper Canteen was our another choice that we had. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? Let's go try this Crystal Palace, see what it's about right now.
Sure.
It was
good.
Very good choice.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool to know. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Because I would never recommend Crystal Palace, and now I might.
I wouldn't either because right now it does not have characters. So and the characters is not really a draw right now. And if the food's, I mean, because sometimes, as we know on this show, you will sacrifice your food to see a character.
Yes.
Yes, we will.
And, you know, if there's no character, you're like, and the food's not great, then let's not try it. But now that we know the food is better, that's an option for your palate. So,
do you know my Crystal Palace story?
No, I don't know.
Have I told this story? Oh, I'm not going to go into it tonight because we don't have time. But at some point, at some point.
On another episode of Disney Dining Gone Wrong.
Yeah, no, this is Avelina's first trip to Walt Disney World.
Poor Avelina.
She's 2.5 years old. It's a tragic day. That lives in infamy in my house. So at some point, we'll have to discuss that.
All right.
See, in our first trip, Elizabeth was 5, and she said it was her best day ever.
Oh, my gosh. And our first trip we ever went on, that was our very first character meal. Yep. And so I was super pregnant. And the pictures are funny because I'm holding him, and he's just kind of like looking around me like, I don't really know if I like the character that's standing beside you.
Nice.
So, all right. Well, everyone stay tuned because I'm not going to let that one slide. That's going to come up in the next few weeks as episode of Jim has a terrible Disney dining experience.
It's almost as good as the dine around story.
Oh boy.
But let's just say Avelina's first trip to Disney World is remarkable. She ever had another one after that.
Wow. Everyone stay tuned. All right. Let's move on to something a little bit more exciting.
Exciting. Where are we going?
Well, we're going to Star Wars Galactic. Baby. Yada yada yada. Really Star long Cruiser. Name. Jeez, Disney. Cruiser. Why do you do this to me? You know I like short Disney names. Couldn't you have just put magical something in it? Then I wouldn't forget what it's called.
I'm going to talk about the itinerary. I'll let other people discuss the pricing for this fabulous.
All right. Event. Well, why don't we start out with, so just a few weeks ago, more information was given to us. We talked a little bit about it a couple of weeks ago on an episode, but we didn't have as much information as we do now. So let's talk about a little bit about the itinerary, Jim, and then we can hash out that amazing price tag.
All right. So this is awesome. I'm sorry. And I know it's expensive and we'll talk about that, but my goodness, this is going to be fun. All right. So you arrive at the terminal on your arrival day at 1 p.m. And then from 1:15 to 1:30, you take the launch pod from the terminal to the Star Cruiser. And then you have ship orientation from 1:45 to 2:15, and then light refreshments from 3 to 3:30. Then you have sabacc lessons. I'm not sure what that is. Is that
the chess game? From Solo. No, it's not the chess game.
Oh, it's a card game.
Card game. From Solo.
Cool. All right. Yep.
That's how Han won the Millennium Falcon.
Okay. All right. So they teach you how to play that. So that's cool. Yeah. There's a muster from 4 to 4:30, then a captain's reception from 4:30 to 5, then a dinner featuring live music from 5:30 to 7, then the Outer Rim Regalia from 7:15 to 7:30. Then there's an unexpected story moment planned. So here's where, if you've seen the roundtable discussion, which if you haven't, we should post that on our page because it's really cool, with the Imagineers who came up with all of this. You might join a smuggling ring. You might hide a stowaway to help the resistance. Something to do with whatever character you're playing or your role in this adventure will happen in that half an hour. Then we have bridge training from 8 p.m. to 8:45. Then we have atrium entertainment from 8:30 to 8:45. And that's the end of the planned experiences on your first day. So that's a full 7 hours of stuff going on your first day. Yeah. So unlike like your cruise ship where you're leaving at 3:45 and you have dinner and then, you know, that's it. You know what I mean? This is a full day of stuff from 1 o'clock till 8:30 planned. Day two, which is a very, very, very full day, starts at 7 o'clock in the morning with breakfast. And then we're off to the fabulous planet of Batuu on the shuttle from 8:15 to 8:25. Then we're riding Rise of the Resistance. Then we have another story moment. Are we going to steal a ship for the First Order? Are we going to broker a deal for a heist? Are we going to discuss smuggling? Smuggling, guess what we're doing from 10 to 10:30? We're riding Smuggler's Run. Now, they have talked about in the roundtable discussion that if you're smuggling stuff and you fly the Falcon and you score, you know, what's that stuff called that you're supposed to get on the Falcon? I can't remember.
Oh, the credits or something.
Yeah, whatever credits.
I can't think what they're called. Yeah,
it's not titanium, beryllium or whatever it's called. Whatever you're stealing will be valuable in your story when you get back. Then lunch at Dock Bay 7. Then back to the Star Cruiser. You're back on the Star Cruiser by 10 minutes of 1. Then we have lights. Yeah.
So this time, I know that you guys don't know the answer, or maybe you do. Yeah. But so during this time that you're on the planet, also known as Hollywood Studios, are you like in a big bunch and people are like, ooh, look, I mean, what's happening to people of the park? Do I know?
You're advertising. You're free advertising.
But you're dressed up.
In a huge
group of people. I mean, you're not going to be alone. How many people are staying in this hotel?
Yeah, fire away.
What are you guys doing?
You have scheduled. I mean, you're riding Rise from 8:45 to 9:30, which leads me to believe that they will not be opening boarding groups once this starts until 9:30 or 10.
Oh, 10. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right? Okay.
Park opens at 9. Yeah. They're whipping you in there. I mean, the first thing you're doing, getting off that transport and you're riding Rise of Resistance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And you're obviously coming in the back door somewhere.
Right. So that's also fun.
From what I understand,
have they fixed like the back, you know, like the backside of water, or it's the, you know, I mean, let's face it.
Yeah, you're coming into Batuu from somewhere already backstage.
So I gotta still look, you know, not backstage anymore.
This thing is being built behind it.
Right. So,
Dan's going to tell us.
So if you, so you know, with the section where Kylo Ren's ship is, and there's a shop right next to it with the Imperial items, there's giant doors right next to that, like ginormous doors. That's where you're supposed to be coming in.
Okay.
That's
so awesome. So it's not going to look like the Skyliner when you ride it and you can see the back of Future World.
No,
and then they're going to transport
No, you are like, okay, they've made the backside look just as good as the front side.
No, this is an excursion.
Well, you don't even see anything. Excursion. So they put you in this bus that's been like, you can't see out the windows and things. You feel like you're going
traveling
on a shuttle,
you're traveling from the Star Cruiser two by two. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Okay.
And then they'll let you out into a themed area. So you won't even see like anything from Hollywood.
Okay. Right. And
don't go left or right out of the exits, which I imagine they'll be bundling you so you don't, because your excursion is from this point to this point. I mean, you can wander around.
And that's the thing. This is not a vacation for you to go into Hollywood Studios.
No.
This is for you to
an excursion.
And like, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I totally understand that. I guess I just was thinking and wondering about.
And you'll be so immersed at this point in your own little Star Wars fantasy geekdom that
people wearing matching t-shirts. What is
The last thing you want is to like slide into Toy Story Land.
Anyway. No. I know you don't want to do that. I guess I wasn't thinking that part. I was just thinking more of like all the other people that are like walking around you that look normal.
Well, it'll really depend on what time they open the parks that day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Let's spend X amount of money. The next 3 hours or 4 hours are super cool, though. Like, your trip to Batuu is not the highlight of your day.
No. You can get that anywhere.
The next stuff is really cool. So lightsaber training from 1 to 1:30.
Now you're back at the resort.
You're back on the ship.
Okay.
We have a droid racing competition from 2:30 to 2:50. We have build a model ship from 3 to 3:30. We have a Sabacc tournament from 4 to 5. We have cocktails from 5 to 5:30, and then the Taste Around the Galaxy dinner from 5:30 to 7. So from 1 o'clock, the next 6 hours, you're just like flat out super busy.
Yeah.
Do we know how many this ship holds? How many?
We do not.
Okay.
I have no idea what
because the I was wondering
I thought
if
I
maybe
had heard the number of staterooms somewhere, but I can't think what it is. Not very many.
I was just wondering maybe
40 tops.
Some of these things will be like, you know,
you got like 200 people on the ship tops.
Okay. Right? So let's say, but I'm just thinking like, wonder if some of these things will be like, you sign up, you know, droid building over here, and then like maybe there is some more, like because 200 people can't. I mean, maybe
right because maybe you just want to hang out in the lounge with.
Well, I just was thinking like, what if like 50 people are building droids and 50 people are racing? You know what I mean? Like not all 200 people, kind of like a cruise.
Pretty staggered,
It will be in. I have a feeling it's going to be structured similarly to how ABDs work, where they have high energy level activities and lower level activities for people who can't do all of the physical exertion, high physical and low physical. And so if you are not feeling a certain activity,
I'm sure that will always be an option.
Yeah. 26 credits
when you go to camp or whatever, like some kids are over here doing this and then you'll switch, you know, it's like a rotation. I think
they're going to have that many people.
From 7:30 to 8:45 is a story moment. Put the heist plan into action, bring the stolen ship aboard and watch out for the First Order. You know, pull out your stowaways, who knows? And then there's what is billed as the spectacular finale from 10 to 11. Can only imagine how awesome that's going to be. You've trained on the bridge. You've got lightsaber training. You have all this stuff that you've learned how to do in the last 24 hours, 30 or 36 hours. And then it's all going to come together at the end. It's going to be so cool. And then the next morning, after you wake up from the galactic finale, you have breakfast. And then by 9:30, boom, launch pad at the terminal. 10 o'clock, you're out. And then you go check into whatever Disney resort you've booked for afterwards. Yep. So that you can go to the Magic Kingdom and de-stress from your Star Wars experience.
This is so ridiculous. We're going. Go on a cruise.
I think we talked about this before when they first announced the dates in our discussion. I think we all agreed that it would be better as a pre-trip, like pre-Disney World thing, because, you know, Disney burnout is a real thing. And if you try to do
you have to do this first.
Yeah. You need like you a down dead on
your
couple
of Yeah, you're going to fly in the morning. You're actually going to fly in the night before and you're going to stay somewhere near the airport. And then you're going to take an Uber to the Galactic Starport.
Yeah.
Because you cannot rope drop for 4 days or whatever. And then have any energy left to have the brain power to pull this off.
Right. So it's the opposite of the cruise, because if you're going to do Disney and a cruise, I would say do Disney first and then the cruise.
Relax.
Yeah, because it's relax on the cruise.
I mean, honestly, you should do this and then go on a cruise.
There you go.
Well, you're out by 10. So you could go and then you just hop an Uber to the port and off you go.
And off you go.
I wonder, but these are going to be every 3 days.
Yeah, so you're going to have to figure out how to make that happen.
Are they going
to,
you know, and they, I'm sure that they probably will try and bump it up against a 3 or 4 day departure, right? For Bahamas. Cause you could do this, get out at 10, hit the port by 1, jump on the boat. It's the same bag. You don't need to start. Maybe you do a Star Wars day at sea while you're at, you already got your costume. You're all set.
Make it stop.
Make it stop. I can't wait to do this.
Let's slide into pricing. As I told my husband, and I'll let you guys take that over, but as I told my husband about this and the pricing, he was like, well, when are we doing it? I'm like, whenever you give me that checkbook, my friend. And they open booking. I'm all about, look, y'all know, because I don't even know like the name of the planet, but y'all know that I've said this before when we talked about it before. I'm all about an experience. I'm all about jumping in and doing it 100%. I'm not a fuddy-dud. I'm not going to sit back and begin it when I wear that.
No, you're all in.
I'm all in. So will it be a one and done for me? I don't know. Maybe they'll make me a believer and want to do it as many times as I financially can stand. However, like to do it one time, like absolutely sign me up. Maybe it's 5 years from now. Maybe it's 10 years from now, whenever we can afford to do it. But sign me up. I'll do it. Even though I am not your number one fan, or maybe even some would say not who this is geared towards. But if I get funded, y'all know I'm on it. So that's what I got to say about that. Tell me about the pricing, Roxanne. How much am I going to have to pay to get on this thing?
I just want to reiterate before we go into pricing, we do not get paid to go to Disney. We are not sponsored by. Nobody sends us on behalf of.
We're paying for it.
It's self-funded.
So with that being said, you know why my husband wasn't like, you can go 10 times. Because if we were funded, then that would be a whole nother story for another day. God.
Can you imagine if we were? How awesome would that be?
I wouldn't live at my house anymore. Anywho.
Exactly.
I hardly live in my house anyway. Right. So maybe Roxanne is secretly funded.
All right. So what's this extravaganza cost? Right. Jules, do you want to take this one?
No,
and then Roxanne, you tell us what the people are saying. Roxanne, why don't you, or Jules,
Jules has got her finger on the pulse.
Jules is going to speak for the people of internet land. But first, Roxanne's going to speak for the people of Disney and their
corporate
pricing.
Disney.
We're going to put them against each other. Ready? Fight. I mean, go.
All right. This is a 2-night experience. So think of it as like a cruise. You're going there for the 2 nights. You're doing all the activities that Jim listed.
All your food's paid for.
All your food is paid for. This does include all your meals. So it includes several meals. I didn't count them up, but it's a couple dinners, couple lunches, you know, several meals are included. It starts at $4,800 for two people for 2 nights. And by starting, that means the cheapest nights possible in September. So if you're going a weeknight, so if you're going on a weekend, if you're going in October, if you're going over Christmas, if you're going in July, the price is going to go up from there.
Yeah, this is the price. The fine print says
$4,800.
Right. The fine print is dates most weeknights, August 20th to September 17th, 2022.
So hot as banana cakes.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Hot as the surface of Batuu's sun.
Right.
Batuu's four suns.
But you're only in Batuu for a couple of hours.
That's true. Right. You're pretty much in air conditioning.
Yeah.
Right? And you're there in the morning.
Climate control.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
$4,800 bucks.
August through September.
$1,200 a night per person.
Yeah.
Right?
And then there's different pricing too. If you had three people in your party or four people in your party, we don't need to go into that. This is where it starts.
Wasn't it like three adults and one child for that pricing?
No, three adults and one child was $52.99.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then four guests per cabin are $59.99. And there are a variety of that's for got to be standard cabin.
That's now, a standard cabin, yeah.
Let's talk, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about, is the cabin we saw the only stateroom available? Are they all the same? But they are not. There are three levels of staterooms as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have your standard cabin.
And they're going to come with more pricing as well.
Yeah, we've got your standard cabin, which we've seen pictures of, which is that it's a queen, right? Is it queen?
And then the little bunkers.
And then two little bunks, right?
But they do say they're adult size. Don't they say they're adult size? So it's not like they're
totally
like
sleep in the little bunker bed.
Yes.
Two berths, bunk beds for one adult each, and a wall pull down bed for one adult if sleeping five.
So they sleep, the standard room sleeps five.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Disney, for freaking jumping on the bandwagon of hello. These people nowadays have more that they, I mean, the average family is different than it was years ago. No, it's five.
They made
now.
It for five, which is
good. And so I appreciate you. Thank you.
So there's a queen bed, two berths, bunk beds, and a wall pull-down bed. And it says it sleeps five adults. So you can actually put five adults in here. So, if you get a standard cabin, you pop five adults in there, All right. Then we have the Galaxy Class Suite, which sleeps four. It's a one-bedroom Galaxy Class Suite. Feature a living space complete with an integrated seating area and have all the comforts of standard cabins. Plus a double vanity bathroom, a bar area, two windows with views out into space.
Is there anything at my bar area? I mean, I'm sorry.
It says a bar area. I'm not sure. Cabin
only
amenities.
What you put in it.
Cabin amenities, a mini refrigerator, hair dryer, and in-cabin safe phone with voicemail messaging, interactive TV, and H2O plus spa bath and shower products. And that's nice because I don't use anything but that. I don't.
Jim's so bougie.
I fell in love with that green shampoo, man. Mm-hmm. And
good stuff.
And then, of course, they put it in the wall units, right?
Mm, now you have to bring your travel size and pump it on in there for you.
Yeah, how long it takes to pump that stuff out of
You know how long it takes to fill a 12-ounce bottle?
I do know.
But now, now that I am a rich travel planner, I've actually bought four bottles of it in my closet. I bought it on the
They have it in the gift shop. Yeah.
Yep. And Lord knows what this is going to cost. The two bedroom Grand Captain Suite. Oh. I want this booking.
I mean,
offers ample room for the whole family and features a posh living space complete with an integrated seating area. They have all the comforts of standard cabins, plus a main suite with a double vanity bathroom, a second bathroom with a single vanity, bar area, three windows with views out into space, and a few extra Star Wars surprises. This sleeps eight people.
Oh, okay.
Wow. All right. So, I mean, you can bring the whole clan. Two queen beds, two berths, and two wall pull downs.
Oh, all right.
So two, four, six, eight. Yeah, eight people. In this monstrous suite.
Wonder how many there are of those. Probably not very
one.
Many.
One or two. Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah.
There's not going to be very many of them.
That's going to sell out, but that'll sell out. There'll be people who are bringing their whole family is like total Star Wars freaks, and they're all going.
Yeah. Or eight friends.
That'd be so fun.
That's how an ear strip's going to happen, right? You just get eight. Yeah. eight of your fellow ears pals.
Well, that's how you go and can afford it a little bit more than your family. But my husband would disown me. So
yeah, but wait a minute. But let's, you know, I would love to see. I can't wait for the pricing to come out. You think we're going to let Jules unleash, but wait till, and we've seen sample pricing for a weeknight in September on a standard cabin, right? Which is $5,800 for a family of four. Can you imagine what that Grand Captain Suite's going to run? It's like a concierge on the Dream.
Yeah,
it's going to be like what are the you know the immersive rooms at Disneyland? The ones that are like the ones that are attraction themed. It's going to be like
they start at $3,000.
Yeah,
and but people pay it.
Yeah, they do.
They got. I mean, they built them for a reason.
And here's
they're amazing though. They're absolutely stunning.
It's the same reason that there's a 3-bedroom grand villa at wherever, right?
Well, the thing is, this is only one resort. This is only we're talking what 2 rooms? I mean, that are like this. It's not like it takes a million people to fill it. It only takes however
and that's all they need,
and that's it. That's it. So. All right, Jules, why don't you tell us what the people of the interwebs are saying?
Let's open the cage and let out the jewels.
Oh boy, she had a stroke.
Claws out, teeth, first fangs of all, bared. Here she comes.
The internet is a fickle beast, as we well know. And people, there are things people are not happy with right now. People are not happy with Evil Bob right now. People are not happy about the whole Black Widow thing right now. And people are not happy about the pricing for Star Wars. And so it's really a mix of like, dang, I got to take out a second mortgage to, dang, I need to set my kids need to go to college, but we're still going to go here. So, you know, some people are gritting their teeth and they're going to see through it. But the comments range from, for that price, I expect a date with Ewan McGregor, Disney overlords. I think you spelled Sith Lords wrong. let's see here. For that amount, I better get a real functional lightsaber and a pet porg.
That'll be fun.
Some people, and this is interesting because I think this pricing will put some of the extra fun things in Batuu sort of into focus. People are saying they'd rather pay the $200 to make the lightsaber than pay for $6,000 for a hotel room, which, you know, then maybe they get more people doing the fun things.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing.
Puts it in perspective.
Well, it does because, you know, months ago or years ago when the lightsaber began, they were like, $200 for a lightsaber?
But now,
now they're like, well, the Deeds crew will tell you about our experience come October. But
worth every penny.
Yeah. So, but, you know, you may have said that months ago. Now you're like, well, that's just jump change. I'll go make 2 lightsabers.
But then you've got people who are like, that's okay. I didn't need a house. Why do I need a house to live in when I can live out my Star Wars dream? You know, people who are
but
like,
but you know who's saying that though?
Let's do it.
Tell us, Jimmy.
The true fans.
Did you say true fans or not true fans?
The true fans. The people who would rather take out another loan so they can go live out their childhood dream. Like they'd rather be a troll under a bridge so they could go to Batuu and like live out their dream are the kids who grew up in the 70s and the 80s.
And they will pay it.
Or were raised by the people.
And they will pay it. They are not the people who are commenting on the internet.
Not real.
No, they are. These are comments from the internet.
But here's the best one.
Go ahead. The best for last.
You can have a rebuttal. I'm going to be the mediator.
I'm literally reading the comments off of the internet.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
But the best comment of all is, bro, if Mark Hamill doesn't show up by walking down the hallway to deliver my extra pillows carrying a green lightsaber, I don't want it.
Good. Don't go. That's my response. It's good, don't go. Because let me tell you something. The world is full of Star Wars fans. And, you know, these are the same people, the same ones complaining about the price of this, are the same ones who will travel 3,000 miles to go to a Star Wars convention, dress up like a freak for 4 days, and buy everything in sight and bid on stuff and get tattoos and the whole deal. And they will spend about that much money for a weekend Star Wars convention. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. A, I don't buy the argument.
Yes, but not a convention they have to travel to, because you can go usually go to a 501st meeting in your county.
Mark Hamill's not there at the 501st county meeting. Whatever.
No.
So my point being is this is going to be perhaps, until we see it, perhaps the most incredible Star Wars experience in the world.
Oh, it's going to be.
As close.
I don't even like
Star Wars. I mean, Galaxy's Edge is amazing. All right.
Like the
In my opinion. You walk around that corner, you see the Millennium Falcon, you're freaking out. You're there, mm-hmm. right? And everything about it is so real and so well done. So take that next level, okay? Take that next level, and for 2 days, you're donning your costume, you're wielding a lightsaber, you're playing in the casino, you're smuggling crap, and you're, you know, whatever. And who knows what the finale is going to be. I mean, we'll all find out. But, you know, we've all got rumors about what happens in the finale. And believe me, you can complain and moan all you want, but they're going to sell it out, and they're going to sell it out. When that opens, they're going to sell it out for a year, and they're going to sell it out for a year in 1 week or less. It is just going to go. People are dying to do this, and they are going to fork over the cash.
All right. So on just a fun note to take us a little bit lightheartedly, how far out do we think we'll be able to book this when it opens? Do you think it will be over a year? Do you think it will be, what do you guys think?
I think it'll be if the same they're not open until spring.
Rumor is May the 4th.
Of course. That would make sense. Right. If they have any brains at all, that's when they'll do it. So. Yeah. In May, my guess is you'll be able to book through the end of 2022 with opening when they open everything for Disney World in June of 2022, 2023. My guess is that will happen sometime around that point.
Yeah.
It may follow cruise schedule in terms of how far out you can go.
What's that?
It's further out, like 14 months, 18 months, yeah, something like that.
It's over a year. Okay, so we'll see if it follows this cruise schedule. It follows Walt Disney World. But right now, Walt Disney World is rolling at $4.99. So
right, yeah. right, yeah. Continue? But you can still. But no, I think you get they will stop. 2022 at December until probably June of 2022. We got an early 2022 because of COVID.
Right.
Yes. I think we go back to third week of June for the following year going forward in Disney World. Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. Damn. I hate when that happens.
Mm, old anyway. People. Anywho.
Well, while you think about that, I have one thing to say about pricing. You know, people are kind of losing their minds over pricing and things like that. You know, this isn't what Walt wanted. Well, Walt never meant for the parks to be cost effective for everyone. It was meant to be a place where parents could have fun with their children at the same time, not sitting there watching their children have fun, right?
Correct.
Plus, Disneyland was built in 1955. Credit cards weren't a thing back then. You didn't just go on vacation, put it on a credit card, and worry about the cost later. You saved up for these vacations. They would have expected you to save up for these vacations. So
exactly.
It's not the case anymore. No. But everybody who's saying Walt would hate this or blah, 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 that's not how things were done in his time. So he would have expected you to save your money to go do this. Not, oh, it's so expensive.
Well, save. I don't even know about that. Walt might not have been happy, but Roy would have been happy.
Yeah,
Walt would have been happy. Was the business end. Roy would say, what? We have a multi-million dollar franchise that we own.
Let's the money.
Yes, please, and thank you.
He was definitely the money man. So, yeah.
Thank goodness for Roy, because he sure the heck saved Walt's butt more than once. And that's why he has his own statue.
Nobody ever mentions him when they talk about pricing and stuff like that. It's always about Walt.
Well, Walt was the visionary.
You've got to be a sibling, I think. Walt was the creative, and Roy was
thank God for
the
Roy. Kept him going.
Grounder.
Kept him afloat.
Well, yeah.
You've been bankrupt.
Yep. I mean, it's probably why you're walking through the parks that you're walking through today. So there's that. All right. Well,
dude, it's why we even continue to have an ink and paint department.
So fun times. Everybody loves to debate about it. We
can't wait
to talk about what it's like as we have real opening dates, a little bit more on pricing, and as we get on the phone to make some of these reservations. Woo! Anyhow, I
feel like I'm going to have to, you know, remember in the 1990s Little Rascals, when they have to like make money and they do the 3 foot, the incredible 4 foot tall man eating chicken. And he's standing outside of the tent. And he's like, we need your money. And they come and they like put the dollars in. And there's just a kid in there eating a bucket of KFC, the incredible 4 foot man eating chicken.
Absolutely no idea.
You never saw
the originals from like the movie? 50s or whenever they came out. No,
the movie. The movie from the 90s. Oh my gosh.
Make her watch it. Y'all made me have like a long list. Oh. The last time we played this stupid game. So I am boycotting. I'm not playing a game tonight. Anywho.
Yes, you are.
Let's move on to I'm joking. I'm always up for the experience. So
absolutely.
I'm just a game player. All right. So quickly,
round three.
We are moving into the old boobash. We don't want to spend a ton of time, however, because I mean, let's be frank, all of October is sold out. So we're not trying to persuade you to go, because if you don't have your October tickets, you're not going. But let's enlighten you with what you're getting if you're going in October or September, or is it in August too, right?
No. Yeah, it started tonight, actually.
Oh, yeah, my
tonight was the first night, which is good because we'll finally. I'm dying to see a review. So
So when this airs, we will have a week of reviews, and we can even post something.
I was going to say, I did see a picture tonight was sold out, but they were selling tickets at the gate.
There's a lot of them are sold out, because when I went to book mine, I was shocked to see how many sold out nights.
Yeah,
there's only like 5 nights left, and they're all in September that aren't sold out.
I was just looking for a client the other day, and I was like, "Oh, October is." They had multiple dates they could look at, but.
People are excited.
Just for the record.
And Disney's version is selling too.
You know what's funny though? We all talked about how this wasn't worth the money. And yet, once I booked my trip, I was the first one to step up and go,
because it's not up to us. You
know, here's my rationale. I've spent more for less, as we all know.
Yes, we know.
Right? So, and having done a pirate and princess party, and having done a late night, you know, a late night after hours, spend more money, whatever. And I'm doing it on a night that's not sold out currently. I'm super looking forward.
Well, in my opinion, you are a perfect demographic for it. It's you and your daughter who is older, and you guys enjoy things like that, and you're able to stay up late with no problem. She won't be whining about how she's tired and like daddy.
No, well, she might be. We don't know.
We take a bit. We are both taking a huge nap.
Like you guys are, in my opinion, like the perfect demographic for a after hours party.
Sure.
In my opinion, I don't feel like my children are, or that younger children are. 12:30
is super late.
I mean, especially if you've spent any time in a park that day. And let's face it, even if you haven't, kids don't usually work that way, that like they take a nap and they can stay up till midnight. They might take a nap and can stay up an hour later than their regular bedtime.
I can't stay up till midnight.
But usually, like kids don't drink coffee and can stay up later. Kids don't take a nap and can stay up later. They can take a nap and stay up an hour past their bedtime, but they don't take a nap to stay up that much later. So in my opinion, you're going to have some... I do think, and you guys can quote me or say something about it in weeks to come, I do think you're going to have a lot of YA children because I think this is the first.
People don't know any better.
Well, it's the first one back. We're like, oh my God, there's finally something different, extra, a party. Right. It might not be what we thought it was, but we don't know that. So we booked it anyway, and it's not what we thought it was. I mean, I obviously last an hour. The time.
You know what you're going to have? You know what you're going to have tomorrow? You are going to have
whiny kids.
You are going to have 1,000 people on the internet tomorrow complaining that by 10:15 or 10:30, their 7-year-old was such a blithering, whiny, crying mess that they left.
And it wasn't worth the money. They spent
all this money and it wasn't worth it. That's
well,
right.
Well, the reality is,
you got to know your family.
You do.
You got to know if you can handle it or not. Absolutely.
And I just think that that is something that's going to come out from the first party. I think as maybe after hour parties become a thing and maybe Disney, not so scary how the parties, you know, become a thing of the past for now.
After hours event.
It's going to be a learning curve, parties versus after hour events. Mm-hmm. So, so that should be fun on the interwebs tomorrow.
It'll be interesting to see how many whiny kids are in the park tomorrow because they stay up.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Or how many people are pissed off because they don't rope drop in the morning because they thought for some reason your kid could then be there in the early.
Yeah, 12:30, stay till 12:30, bus ride or whatever, exit back to your hotel. Then you got to calm them down or chill them out enough or whatever to get them.
Because they've eaten a bunch of free candy.
Or the record.
I'm eating an ice cream bar. Oh,
every 30 minutes.
We start a pool on how many ice cream bars Lindsay's going to eat.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it. So tell us a couple of things you're going to get at this party that we didn't know a few weeks ago.
All right. And then we'll move on. Start with cavalcades. We don't have a big parade, but we do have cavalcades. We have Mickey's Happy Halloween cavalcade. We have the Disney Villains Halloween cavalcade. We have Jack's Nightmare cavalcade, which I believe Roxanne was wondering if that was going to happen. Maleficent Metal Dragon from the parade is making two appearances at 10:50 and 12:05. We have
At night. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm really super fired up about that. It's going to be super cool. It's cool during the day. It's going to be
night. Hey, Jim, are you going to be fired up about that?
I am going to be fired up about the dragon. Yes. Cadaver Dance, 1, 2, 3, 4 love times. Them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we have a DJ dance party, of course, in Tomorrowland, in the Tomorrowland space.
Fine.
For all night from 9:30 to 12:30. All night. That goes all night long. So that's super cool. We have character sightings. We have character sightings at Crystal Palace, Frontierland Balcony, Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion, and Pinocchio Village House. So be characters.
Okay.
Treat locations. Of course, we have soda and ice cream treats. And I want you guys to write down how many ice cream bars you think.
I wrote it down.
You should write it down right now. And after
how many you can actually physically consume or how many you're going to take out in your backpack?
Well, no, you can't take ice cream out in your backpack. It'll melt. I'm going to actually eat one every chance I get. So
where there's a will, there's a way.
How many hours is this event?
9:30 to 12:30.
And we're just talking about what you eat from 9:30 to 12:30, correct?
We're talking about how many ice cream bars, and not me and the kid, just me. Just how many ice cream bars Jim's going to eat from 9:30 to 12:30?
The Mickey premium bars, the Mickey shape ones.
Yeah. One every 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not going to deviate into, you know, if they have everything that's available in an ice cream cart, like they have the sunshine bars or they have frozen bananas. We are talking strictly how many. Because I'm only going to eat Mickey premium bars.
Okay.
How many Mickey premium bars can Jim eat from 9:30 to 12:30? And here are all the locations you can get one. You can get one at the Enchanted Tiki Room, at Splash Mountain, at Pecos Bills, at Ariel's Grotto, Pinocchio Village House, at Pete's Silly Sideshow, and at Cosmic Rays. So pretty much anywhere you are, you can find one. Right? There's not an area of the park. Right? So there's a spot in each land where I can grab a Mickey bar. And then, of course, if you'd like to spend some more money, this is the weirdest combination of specialty food and beverage I've ever seen. At the Golden Oak Outpost, we have the Mocha Chocolate Chip Frozen Drink, which is frozen mocha with whipped cream, chocolate chips, and a sugar acorn.
Okay.
Yeah,
caffeine and sugar, baby.
Fire up.
To keep you up.
Yeah. Then we have the apple gingerdale frozen drink, also at the Golden Oak Outpost.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
Just frozen apple cider with ginger ale topped with whipped cream and Twix cookie bars.
Which I don't know about the Twix cookie bar. That's weird.
Yeah, it's super weird with frozen apple cider with ginger ale and whipped cream.
A slice of apple or a caramel drizzle.
Chopped Twix bars doesn't really make any sense with
maybe
that.
Maybe because it has caramel.
Wait, say it again.
Frozen apple cider mixed with ginger ale and topped with whipped cream and Twix cookie bars chopped.
It's a deconstructed
caramel apple,
chocolate dipped apple, caramel apple.
I
totally get that, but I feel like the Twix is weird because it has the chocolate. If it was just something with caramel, I could have.
They do, but they cover those apples in chocolate.
Oh, I guess they do.
The ones, not all of at them, the, but yeah, some of them can't they dip them.
Okay.
Then we have the Prince John Sucker frozen drink at Anti-Gravity's Galactic Goodies, which is a tart green.
Oh, that's fun.
Tart green apple lemonade slush with a ring pop.
Oh, my kids would love that.
And then for Jules.
That's hilarious.
And then for Jules, she won't eat it because it's in Disney World. But we have the
Maleficent. Is it fish?
No, we have the Maleficent Churro.
Oh.
Which is, see? See, she's already making faces. Churro covered in chocolate, and I'm not even looking at her because I'm reading. Churro covered in chocolate cookie crumbles drizzled with purple icing with green and purple sprinkles.
I could do without that. All right.
Yeah, no. So if you had to go for
it. But the Prince John, that is hilarious. Whoever thought of that needs a raise because that is like the funniest thing. Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, for him to suck his thumb because Prince John sucks his thumb through all of Robin Hood.
Perfect. So there you go.
I like that apple ginger ale. I'll have one of those. All right.
And we have wristband information, which is, guests arriving after 7 at the front gate will receive an event wristband at the main entrance. And if we're already in there, which we will be because we have Liberty Tree earlier, we will pick up our wristbands at Monsters, Inc. Left Floor or the Tortugas Tavern after 7 o'clock.
Okay. So, well, this is perfect.
Allergy-friendly center is available at the Liberty Square ticket office.
Well, thank you for adding that. Because
there's trick or treat. So, City Hall, FYI, City Hall is not a distribution location for allergy free candy. All right.
Good to know.
So, there you go. So, that sounds like
Jim's an after hours event for sure.
Jim's going to be walking around getting candy.
And you're going. Trick-or-treating, the best time to go trick-or-treating is at the end because they will literally dump the rest of what they have into your bag.
Yeah, when we did Pirate and Princess Party, at the beginning of Pirate and Princess Party, they handed you a silk purse, which is cool. I have two of them. They give you a silk purse and you got to, it was a drawstring bag. It was about, it was like 5 inches tall. And there were all the globe lit spots around the park, the big white globes, they put covers over them, big X's, and X marks the spot, obviously. And those were your candy stations. They would give you one Hershey's miniature or one or two Hershey's miniature at each place until like 11 o'clock at night. And they were just like, fill your bag because you need to get rid of it. So at 10:30, we started filling our bag. And then from, I think it was 11 to 12. We just sat in Philhar Magic and didn't move and ate candy. Oh, because there were like two people in there. So we did it like 4 times in a row.
Roxanne and I will see you the following day. So if you could just take a little handful for me for the row, that would be fantastic.
Right? Yeah.
Love it. Also, if you could stick that slushy in your back pocket, that'd be great. Right.
Our Boo Bash plan. We've already discussed our Boo Bash plan. So pretty much what's going to happen is Space Splash Thunder Pirate's Mansion on the first swing through. And then however long that takes with the crowds or whatever else, because there's still going to be lingering people you're going to have to fight to get around, after 9 at closing. But the last hour of this event will absolutely 100% be Halloween candy and Philhar Magic.
Fantastic. Well, as you all know, here's what I'm most excited about. You are doing this early, and so you will be able to review and tell everyone about it before they head into October. And
yeah, there's 6 weeks of it left after we get back. So
fantastic. So good to know.
So I'm fired. I'm excited for this event.
Yeah.
I was originally like, that's a lot of money for what you're getting, but it's no worse than any other, really, especially, I mean, it is late in October when it goes to 175 or 99 or whatever it is. But for $125, it's no worse than any other after-hours event I'd spend it. No. So, and believe me, I'm going to eat $60 worth of ice cream, so I don't really care.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have to keep track of that. But just for the record, I am not going to this event at any point during the event. So.
I finally get to be the spokesperson for
event. We'll finally get to be the spokesperson for the event. So everyone stay tuned because once he goes and he comes back, he will tell us all about it. If you're going in October, you'll still have time to take in any of his
tips and tricks.
So stay tuned for that one. All right. One final, I feel like it's all been all about pricing this evening. Recently, mirrors. So
we haven't touched mirrors yet.
Right. We're going to touch mirrors quickly. And then maybe you only have one or two or three games because it's getting late here.
I just have a few we can do.
So mirrors, if you didn't know, the Magical Express is actually mirrors. Bum, bum, bum. So
pull back the curtain. Big reveal.
I know, right? So you've been taking the Magical Express for years, but they've actually been contracting it out to mirrors. So it's not really going to change a whole lot in the fact that mirrors came up with the routes that you go on and knows it inside and out. So what's going to happen is in 2022, there are no longer going to be a free transportation from your airport to your resort in Disney, and we've known about that for a while. We also knew there would probably be something to replace it because, again, mirrors wasn't going anywhere, just the Magical Express. So just recently they have said what the pricing will be for the said trip from the airport to your resort, and it has a price tag, as everything else does that we've talked about. Reasonable price tag. You know,
I don't think it's that bad.
Okay, well, let's talk about it. For one way, for an adult, is $16, and for a child, is $13.50. Then round trip is $32 per adult, and a child is $27. For a family of four, doing round trip, we're talking like $120-ish, right?
So cheaper than renting a car still.
Way cheaper than renting a car.
Cheaper than renting a car.
But not
cheaper than an Uber.
Depending on surge pricing.
Depending, yeah.
Well, and whether you need an Uber XL.
And if you need car seats.
So we took an Uber XL when we did it, and it was around 45.
Were there car seats?
No, I don't do car seats. My kids just live by the seat of their pants.
Say if you had smaller children, you had to do car seats. You're going to pay even
more. That's ridiculous.
If you can even get an Uber that has car seats. So.
Well, fortunately, people who have kids in 2021, the little ones, know that you can get a portable car seat that folds up and fits in your backpack for about $20 on Amazon.
So it can help. However you feel, if you like that whole, you know, I don't want to call an Uber. I want to just walk out and go to the terminal.
Child services.
My kids are old enough not to be in car seats. Gosh darn it. However, you know, but I've still turned me in. Anywho, you will stop at other resorts just as you did before.
Sure. Yep.
You know, so that's there is a premium. They do have a premium option, and it is $200 round trip for four passengers, and every additional passenger is $55 on the premium no stop plan. However, that might be your thing if you do need that car seat option, premium and not stop. I mean, that's not that bad.
That's not that bad at all. What was the minivan? Wasn't that like $150 each way?
Oh, the mini. Oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah, minivan is no way to go. Sure.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah. But this is more than a minivan.
Was that one way? 100? No. Okay.
Minivan was one way for 150.
Right. This is $200 this is round trip.
Round trip. So that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I don't think that's bad at all.
No.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing. We've said all along that whatever pricing they came up with would need to be competitive with Uber or renting a car or whatever else. It needs to be cost effective. They need to make money, but it needs to be competitive or no one's going to take it.
I do want to say one thing though. This does say introductory price. So just so you know, I love it when they say that because then they're like, well, we said it was introductory price. So now we're going up and that covers our behooty. Anywho,
at the same time, Uber has their surge pricing. Sure. So if you're coming in at the same time of day that everybody's trying to come in to get into their hotel, like 3 p.m., that's when everybody's coming in. It's going to cost you more. So this at least is one set price.
When I came home, let me tell you about surge pricing. When I came home from our trip in June, I got off the plane and I checked an Uber and it was $11 to go the 3 miles or whatever from my house from the airport to my house. As soon as the bags started coming out and people started grabbing Uber, that $11 went to $37.50.
So grab your Uber quickly.
Grab your Uber early. But you can't get it too early because you don't when your bag's coming out.
Right.
I ended up actually taking a taxi because I knew it was going to be 20 because a taxi ride from my house, which I've done 1,000 times to that airport, is $20. So, but you know, you talk surge pricing. How many nights, what did I pay to get back from Portofino that night? Right. Right. When Universal, our first night, when Universal was getting out, right. And I need to get back to from Portofino to movies in my cheap little room. Right. There was surge because everybody was leaving City Walk. There was surge pricing and I waited 40 minutes for my Uber to show up and paid surge pricing for it. So, you know,
I guess the surge pricing thing is real. No, I get it. No. And I don't think Uber or Lyft is for everyone. However, you can't make a game time decision on this. You're going to need to make this ahead of time. So it's not like, oh, I have that free magical option over here, but let me just see if I can get there quickly and pay. And if I want to pay it, I'll pay it. If not, I'll just go to my free magical option. That will no longer be the case.
There ain't no free magical option anymore.
So you'll have to kind of commit to either I'm going to go with Mirrors and I'm going to pay these prices ahead of time. I mean, I don't know that you pay ahead of time, but you do have to commit. And then
I think you do pay ahead of time.
Okay.
I think you pay when you book.
And then, you know, so you won't be making any more game time decisions. You'll have to decide what's best for you ahead of time. So there's that. We knew that they would come out with an option. We knew you weren't going to be high and dry. We knew it would be an option and it's here. And so that's your option for 2022. So, we'll see how that goes. We'll see what it's like in 2022. You know, if it has a good response from the people or if people continue to choose other transportation. So stay tuned. Moving on. Tonight's games brought to you by our favorite little gamester. Sing us in, Jules.
Da, 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 da.
I don't. Was that a game show?
No,
I
think it was IG Genie.
I love it.
Go ahead.
And now, live from Burbank Studios in Hollywood, your host Roxanne.
Oh, if only I was in Hollywood.
I know, right? You wish you were in Burbank Studios in Hollywood.
Oh, I do.
That's sad.
And now, live from her den.
Aw, she has a cute office, though.
She does have a cute office. Cuter than mine.
I do. It's still not Disneyland. All right.
Okay, what are we playing?
Love it, like it, hate it, never seen it with the Disney movies. So, going to go through a few Disney movies and just tell me what you think.
All right.
Have you seen it? Did you like it? What do you got? The first one we're going to do is a Goofy movie.
Love it. Joy.
I liked it. and I have seen it. So there's that. I'm winning already.
What she's actually seen.
Woo! You know, I mean, movie. It's
I love
cute.
Anything goofy.
It's cute. It's not like I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to watch it next time, but it's really cute. It's cute. It's well done. It's fun.
I've never seen it.
What?
You need to see it.
So tonight's objective is that you all have new movies to watch. Since last time we played this game, I had like seven movies.
Have you watched Old Yeller yet? If you've never seen this movie, there's a scene that is like the epitome. It is the best ever, ever. They are stuck in their car and Bigfoot is attacking their car. And the only thing that they can eat is a can of Campbell's soup. Well, it's high dad soup. And he uses the lighter. The kids these days won't even know what that is. He pushes in the lighter. He gets a hot. He heats the soup on it. But in the meantime, in the rear of the car, they're sitting there not talking to each other. And Bigfoot's listening to the Bee Gees in the background going, staying alive. And he goes across the back and they're just sitting there like this. They don't even see him in the back. It's hilarious. That's the best one. And I always tell my kids, who's your favorite possum? Like, they know. Come on, you guys.
I'm going to have to watch it now because that sounds awesome.
Yeah, you need to see it.
It's hilarious.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's a great father-son movie, too.
Yeah, that's my list.
It's a good single parent movie,
too. And the mom
too,
is dead or gone again. So it's in Disney regular movie fashion.
Of course.
There's no mom.
Isn't there a character named Roxanne in the movie? I really should watch it.
Yes, the girlfriend is Roxanne.
Oh, and she's so nice.
How do you not know that?
She likes the dad.
You, her. It. This Even one, the one it. Who's actually seen it.
Why? Do I not know her name?
Is that it?
Yeah.
I agreed with you.
The girlfriend.
Oh, okay, fine.
Oh, my God.
You said you weren't sure.
Jump off of me. Moving on.
Moving on. We're going to go to Cars 2.
Oh, I liked it. I'm going to say I loved it. I thought it was fun. It was like Fast and the Furious meets Cars.
Yeah. See, I thought it was good.
You didn't see coming.
Yeah. I thought it was a good movie as a standalone. It should not have been Cars 2. It should have been a completely separate
movie. It has to be Cars
movie.
2. It's the same people and the same voices and the same.
But it was a separate genre altogether.
Well, it's like Rogue
nothing
One,
nothing to
right?
do with the first.
Little went off to a little haywire, although their besties, and that did come from the first movie. That was a good movie. Yeah. Fast and Furious meets
I thought
Cars.
It was good. It just wasn't what Cars was.
Cars is also.
It was just weird. Yeah.
Well, you know.
I like when he ate the wasabi thinking it was ice cream.
There are very few sequel or movies that they make the sequel, you know, that you like just as much. I would say maybe Toy Story is one of the only ones.
Toy Story out there, except for Toy Story 4. Gosh. Nobody liked that.
God.
Come on.
That was awful.
Well, it was
four. Yeah, no, three was.
Three was amazing.
So here's what I always say. This is my little tidbit, and I've never shared this. I feel like three was like goodbye to Andy, and four was like goodbye to the toys. And I'm pretty sure I cried in both of them. So there's that.
Okay.
There you go.
You know, it was like closure for Andy in three, and then closure for the toys in four. So that's my philosophy. Watch it now with that in your head and see how you feel about it.
Yeah, prepare to kill yourself after three, though. Oh my God.
I'm not allowed to watch three anymore.
God. Well, definitely not
She's
this
just
year.
A blubbering
no.
mess.
I know. Oh, I know. I can't.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
It's so bad.
We're not going there. We're not going there.
Another night. Moving on, because that was not even one of the movies.
No. On a tangent. All right. The Great Muppet Caper.
Never seen
yes.
it.
Yes.
Never seen it.
Jules Love it. Oh,
yeah. So good.
I don't even want to say I've seen that. I'm just going to start lying.
When they're in the diner. They're in the diner when Miss Piggy's riding a bike through Central Park.
What?
That's
you
not the right one.
Oh, well, I've seen whatever Jules is talking about.
That's the Muppets Take Manhattan. That's amazing.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
an amazing movie.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. I've seen
this
both,
is the Great Muppet
but I'm mixing them up.
Oh, well,
they get mixed up with Jewel Thieves or something.
Oh, I'm going to go with
it. It's really cute. I just remember when I was a kid, I was like 8 or 9, and my stepmom and her friend took this on a like a girl's date, and we went and had a nice dinner, and then we went and watched this movie. So that was
so it has a special little place in your heart. Precious.
All right, you guys need to get. We all need to get to watching some of these movies. Apparently,
there's so many movies, and yet there's always never anything to watch on TV.
Correct.
I know. We watch the same things over and over and over.
Every like few nights, Rob and I are like searching for the perfect like movie. We're like, gosh, why aren't there any great movies out? We only have like 9,000 different streaming things, but we're like, there's just nothing to watch. Yeah. Now you guys have created this lovely list of Old Yeller for us.
You need to watch Old Yeller, not on date night.
Not on date night.
Well, watch it on date night so he can comfort you.
Yeah.
Oh, he isn't in the back. Doesn't the dog die?
Not telling you. Watch the movie.
Well, I can't watch it. I mean,
if you don't know that by now,
he is so
country songs.
I know, but you don't know my husband and dogs. Like, good Lord, I'd have to
Old Yeller.
So it's probably best that we
can he watch Marley and Me?
No, that was not a pretty sight. I've never seen him cry except for at that movie. Well, I just outed him. Sorry. But him and a dog. So our dog, Bailey, was his dog first, was a lab, and we had her for 17 years from baby to, yes. So, it's not pretty. Nope. So, no dog die movies for us on date night.
Good to know.
Yep, just saying.
Next.
All right. Next one is Camp Rock.
Yes.
I think I've seen that. I think that's I gotta look that one up because I'm confusing it with something.
I have not seen it.
I've never seen that.
I can promise you I haven't seen it.
Never seen it. I thought that would give the same reaction out of you as like high school.
I don't think I was
equate that to High School Musical. You
know, one that I was like totally watching, but watching.
I loved High School Musical. Thank you.
I still haven't seen it.
You haven't seen
High School Musical?
Yes.
All of them.
Well, great. See, I equate
number two is the best.
Don't get me on Zac Efron. Moving on.
Oh yeah, we can't do that. Mm-hmm. All right, next one is Solo.
Awesome, love it.
Yes, love.
Great movie, but because of what happened in the Star Wars movie that came out before it, number 8, nobody went to see this movie.
Right.
Solo got horrible reviews. Yes, but Solo got horrible reviews and people knocked it because of what happened in Star Wars 8 that people refused to go see this movie. It was a really good movie.
Too bad because it's a really good
Solo
movie.
Was an excellent movie, and we saw it in a theater that does the 4D.
Yeah.
Where you have rumble seats and your seats move and they like turn when the ship turns and like they rumble, and it was really cool. It was
my worst nightmare.
Yeah, not for Roxanne.
That's not a
Roxanne night at the movies.
All right, two more.
Okay. What about the Parent Trap?
Oh yes.
Which one?
Yeah.
Original. Which one? Either one.
Original.
Yeah. And all of them.
Yeah. So good. Maybe.
I
still tap my six to get rid of the bears. Works, y'all. I only saw Bear one time. Anyhow.
Sure does. I love the look of the original, the mid-century modern look of the original one. Mm-hmm. Love. I want that house in Monterey so bad.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, yeah, the ranch.
Yeah, the ranch.
With the space, like a Spanish ranchero hacienda. I love it.
With the patio.
With the courtyard.
Love that. Love it so much.
Right, after you go on that galactic ship, you can purchase that house.
Yeah. And Monterey,
that house is probably millions of dollars.
You know, if you're going on that cruise, that Star Galactic cruiser, you got millions of dollars. Moving on. Last one, Roxanne, what you got for us to finish out the evening?
Let's do The Little Mermaid.
Oh my God.
Oh, who doesn't like The Little Mermaid? Loved it.
Me.
You don't like The Little Mermaid? I tried.
In the movie theater, Disney movie.
Okay, first of all, I was young and I used to write. Well, I went through a phase where I wrote Belle on my papers at school, but then I also went through a phase where I wrote Ariel on my paper at school. And I went to a small Christian school and they let me do that.
I'm going to be horrified, but how old were you when The Little Mermaid came out?
Oh, God. I don't know. How old was I? What is that? 90 something?
Well, I must have been, I was seven or 80, so you're younger than me.
It was 89. Right? I was born in 85. So there you go, peeps. You know how old I am. God. Big 36.
You're four.
I know. Isn't that four-year-old joy. So fun?
Writing Bell on a paper.
That's yes, awesome. That was Beauty and the Beast. But I loved Dinkle Hopper and so many good memories.
That's my favorite.
I knew, like every word.
It's my favorite part of PhilharMagic too.
So good.
Not only for the jewel, of course, but just the
just great music, just such good music. It's so good.
That's true. I do really like the music.
What do you not like about it?
Just the story of how you change yourself to get your man, and
well, honey, I mean that's why
I know.
Sometimes you just gotta put little feet on or a little pretty dress. But she did it. She wanted to. She thought it was better up on the surface. And sometimes it is. And sometimes it's not. But sometimes you just have to do things in the
name. But you don't know until you go.
No?
Yeah.
No.
At least you know. You don't know.
And he ended up being great.
You don't want a life full of regret because you didn't look.
Because you didn't try those feet on. I just want to go where the people go.
I do like the statue over in Art of Animation.
Want to see him dancing, running around on those?
What do you call them? Feet. When's it my turn? La, da, da, da,
she just wants to stay all day in no sun. I mean, come on, people. That's fabulous. Right.
What could be so terrible? I'll tell you what, I'd rather.
I feel though like Triton is all of us when our 16-year-old daughters try us and then they do something really stupid and they get into a lot of trouble. And then at the end, we throw them a big fancy wedding anyway.
Right. It's got a lot of life lessons in this thing.
Oh my God.
It's so good. It's such a great ride at Disney World.
Mm. They did a nice job. It's a dark ride with animatronics.
It is good.
It's for quite.
So here's something I never noticed in the ride is when you're walking up to it, the there is a scuttle animatronic outside in the queue line.
Yep.
And he actually will talk to you, and he's like, "Oh,
yeah,
because we went there one night when it was pretty dead. I mean, there wasn't anybody in line with us, and he made a comment about that, like, "Oh, it's been so long since I've seen anyone. I'm glad you're in the queue line." We're like, how does he know?
Right. It's like,
so weird.
Like when they first opened Toy Story Mania, Mr. Potato Head used to interact.
Yeah.
He's more generic.
He's standardized.
Now he just blinks.
Yeah. But he was actually like talking to us. Like,
that's cool.
I did like you, but weird. Now I'm not sure about you.
I guess you won't.
She's not sure if she can go on a cruise with somebody who doesn't like the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, we're going on a cruise. We may see Ariel herself jump over. And Roxanne would be like, "Well, I'm sorry, I don't really like your movie. Did you try to change yourself for a guy?"
Wouldn't say that to her face, but
just talk about it behind her back. That's not good either. Don't change yourself for a man and don't gossip. Anywho, life lessons.
Oh boy.
All right. Well,
that's just not my favorite.
Okay. All right. Way to backtrack there. I'm just joking, Roxanne. Nothing but love. Now you start talking about Beauty and the Beast, and those are fighting words, but that's another night. All right. Well, that was super fun. Lots of pricing tonight. I hope you start saving now. And it was fun. Real fun. Join us again next week.
Bye.
As always, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at info@earsforyoupodcast.com. Again, that is info@ears4upodcast.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Ears for You Podcast. We're also on Pinterest. And don't forget the blog at www.earsforyoupodcast.com. From all of us here, we'll see you real soon.